love my cat Mittens.
Really, I do.
But he always gets in the way. I accidentally step on his tail a lot.
I bet that hurts your cat Mittens. Why doesn't he learn his lesson? I'm Zach, and you're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith. Thanks for tuning in. So your cat Mittens kind of sounds a lot like you and me. Let me explain. Even though Mittens trusts you enough to walk near your feet, his tail might get in the way and then, ouch, you might step on it. We trust God, but a lot of times our sin gets in the way. And when we mess up, we could get very hurt. The best thing to do is trust God and avoid sin. That way we'll stay safe. Kind of reminds me of what David wrote in Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Well, our story is all about that today. It's called In the Way. Mittens, you're driving me crazy, May said as she stepped over her cat. What's Mittens doing? Mom asked. Nothing, but I always have to step over him. I've actually stepped on his tail lots of times, May said. I don't do it on purpose, but he always gets under my feet. Why does he just sit in the middle of the floor where we're trying to walk? I guess he trusts us to know he's there and to walk around him, said Mom. Well, he should watch out and be more careful not to get in our way, May said. We're a lot bigger than he is. Mom leaned over and scratched Mitten's head, making him purr. It makes me feel good to see how much he trusts us, she said. If we were small and he were big, do you think we'd trust him not to hurt us? Not me, said May. His claws are sharp. If he were as big as a lion or tiger, I think he'd be dangerous. I can think of someone bigger than we are who we can always trust, said Mom. You mean Dad? Mom laughed. Someone much bigger than Dad. Who? Asked May. Then she figured it out. I know. You mean God. He's so big he created the whole universe. Right, said Mom. But even though he's so much bigger than us, he loves us, just like we love Mittens and want him as a part of our family, even though he gets in the way sometimes. God wants us to be a part of his family too, but our sin gets in the way. That's why he sent his son Jesus to die for us. When we trust in him, he removes our sin so it's not in the way anymore and makes us part of God's family. May smiled. I'm glad I'm part of God's family and can always trust him. She bent over to pet her cat. And I'm glad Mittens is a part of our family and trusts us, even though I step on his tail sometimes. So how about you? Do you feel afraid of God because he's so much bigger than you? You don't have to be afraid of him. He loves you and wants you to be a part of his family. That's why he sent Jesus to die for you, to get sin out of the way so you can be one of his children. By trusting in Jesus, you can become part of God's family and know he'll always take care of you. Our key verse today is John 1:12.
But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God.
And our key thought today, you can be a part of God's family. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio to spread the good news of Jesus around the world. Keys for Kids Radio is committed to providing encouraging music and stories 24/7 that tell the truth of the gospel. Angel shares, our family listens to Keys for Kids Radio every day. I am blessed just as much as my kids by the uplifting music and the fun, engaging programs that encourage us to love and live for Jesus. So consider giving today with a monthly donation of $5. Visit keysforkids.net and click donate. My name is Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.